Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Regarding the staff, after a lot of time to think about it, did not make this decision easily by any means. I'm going to make Todd Downing the play caller for the New York Jets going forward. And this is more a byproduct of a different take on things. I'm not saying it's a better or worse take on things by any means, but just a different take on things, a fresh approach. So ultimately, Todd will have the full say on the game plan and ultimately the plays that are called within the game.
Jets interim head coach Jeff Albrich, they're confirming that they will be making not a change to offense coordinator, but a change at play calling as they promote Todd Downing, the passing game coordinator and quarterback coach, to the play caller. So the Bills not only going to have to play a new head coach, but also potentially getting a new look offense as well. And with that, we bring in our own Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. The Bills did have practice yesterday. No official injury report, but Sal, man, the unofficial injury report is slightly concerning.
Yeah, well, it is official from the coach, but you're right. We're going to get the official, like, one that comes out from the team today. I'll be down there in a little while, guys. We'll have practice in 1 hour. But even before that happens, people can follow me along at Sal Sports, and I'll give an update on who I saw practicing, who I didn't see practicing. But we do know yesterday that James Cook did not practice. Curtis Samuel did not practice, both dealing with foot/toe injuries, as Sean McDermott put it. Ed Oliver still not out there with a hamstring. Khalil Shakir not out there, although working off to the side with his ankle injury. So that's the bad news. The good news is Taylor Rapp cleared concussion protocol. Taron Johnson was doing even more. He was actually hitting the bag with his arm, like locking it out, pushing it. So that was good news. And Austin Johnson returned to practice on a limited basis as well. So at least getting some guys healthy, but also some concern on other guys, obviously.
Sal, I want to start with James Cook, just because I know, you know, Twitter doctors and everything like that, but I've seen the video going around where Cook is falling when the sideline catch where he almost keeps it in, but he ends up being out, and he slams his toe into the turf. Now, I don't know, you know, obviously it's, again, Twitter doctors and everything, but looking at that video, that looks painful. Like, it doesn't look like it's very good. I don't know if you read too much into that stuff, but I just thought that was kind of interesting seeing that angle.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, hey, it's a tough game, and a lot of times guys get hurt because they get hit by somebody, and you know, you get rolled up on some by something, or you know, you twist an ankle, twist a knee, and then coming down hard after making a catch, which, by the way, was very debatable if he actually was in bounds. And a lot of people asked me why the Bills didn't challenge it. There wasn't a great angle to show in bounds, but you can make an argument. I still don't think it would have been overturned, but man, what a heck of a catch by James Cook. But on that play, it appeared, though, he came down, banged his left foot, front of the foot, the toe area, maybe, like, straight on against the turf. If that is where exactly the injury came from, I'm guessing that is where it is. We don't know. But sure, these things happen. It's a physical game. It's a rough game. It's a high speed game. And we'll see where James Cook goes from here. I mean, the good news, encouraging on him, was him and Curtis Samuel both worked on the stationary bike yesterday, guys. And then I did see him walk over to, like, the running back area for the offense while they were getting ready for some individual work. So a lot of times, that's an indication that they at least wanted to be up to speed on the game plan, right? While he's out there, instead of just being away from, you know, inside and working in and getting treatment. It doesn't mean he's practicing today necessarily. We'll find out. It doesn't mean he's playing on Monday. We'll find out. But that's encouraging. The other encouraging thing is, at least I'll say, it's not a normal Wednesday yesterday. Today's like a normal Wednesday because they're playing Monday night. You have that whole extra day. Yesterday's kind of like a Tuesday for a normal week. So even though they did practice, if there's somebody dealing with anything, you almost want to give them that one extra day.
And so, Sal, last thing on the injuries for me, Curtis Samuel, he was somebody obviously dealing with turf toe during training camp. It seemingly, I mean, in a sense, went away because he was no longer on the injury report, but then pops up yesterday. And I know there's been a lot of talk about his, first of all, usage early on in the season as well. And then now, as the season has kind of developed, the seeming lack of a plan, I guess, for lack of a better term, for him. Was this sort of surprising to see him pop up with a foot and toe designation, the same as James Cook?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, I don't know about surprising, but I guess so, yeah, of course, right? Because he hadn't been on the report and he had finished the game, he had played in the game. I mean, heck, you know, James Cook was surprising because he had finished the game, then we never got anything about him leaving the game there. I think for me, it's more of a, okay, so he's on it now. Like, is this something that's been lingering that they're now starting to treat again? Mm-hmm. And that's why he hasn't been a part of the offense as much? I mean, it's the only explanation, right? I don't get it. I mean... We all play fantasy football, not to turn this into a fantasy thing, but if you play fantasy football, you know Curtis Samuel's been a pretty good player in the NFL, right, over the last few years. Like, he's not been a superstar, but he's been a good player. And he's a guy that, like, oh, yeah, he gets some run, he gets some numbers. And then you look back at what he did with Joe Brady as his offensive coordinator in 2020, and that was, like, his best year as a pro. And the Bills signed him to an $8 million deal. There's no way that their plan for him was to have one catch a week, two catches a week, negative yards. Like, what's going on? So you immediately go to, okay, he had this toe injury towards the end of training camp / preseason. And then he just kind of never was able to fit in the offense or get numbers or targets. And is that the reason why? But wait a minute, he's not in the injury report, so it can't be. Well, now he is on the injury report. Well, he will be today, I'm guessing. But we do know that he sat out because of this. So is that the same thing that he's been dealing with and he has been dealing with? Has it? Or is it something new?
Yeah, and that was something that definitely caught my eye with the injury report of, like, oh, okay, like maybe that is now something to keep an eye on. For the Jets, though, Sal, we did hear there Jeff Ulbrich announcing that Todd Downing is going to take over offensive play calling. I mean, this is going to be, you know, at least on paper, a very different looking Jets team from just a week ago. New head coach with the interim and then now new offensive play caller. To me, though, this does seem like a team that is sort of just making any desperation move possible. I feel like, probably wrong, but I feel like a Davante Adams trade is going to happen like this weekend just because it does seem just so...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Desperate by them.
Well, if it happens this weekend, I still don't think he'd play against the Bills. That would be pretty wild, mm-hmm. right? To show up and play. I guess it could happen, you know, 2 days later. I mean, didn't the Minnesota Vikings start a quarterback on like 3 days after getting
him? I think that was Josh Dobbs.
Right? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Anything could happen
the
there.
Science listen,
the astronaut.
Yeah, right? Hey, listen, they are desperate. I mean, that's what they are. And I think that... Put yourself in the position of the Jets or a Jets fan or doing, you know, radio on WFAN in New York. This is an all-in year for them. They have to be desperate, guys, on anything they do. There's no, well, let's be patient and see how this works out. They have the longest playoff drought in sports right now, along with our Buffalo Sabres, mm-hmm. right? I mean, mm-hmm. they are trying everything. They signed a 40-year-old quarterback, 39 at the time. He's 40 years old. He's still there, coming off the Achilles. They've gone all in. They've traded draft picks. They have this Hassan Reddick situation they're dealing with right now. They're doing whatever they can desperately to break this drought. And I don't blame them, actually. I think that's exactly what they have to do if they're the New York Jets. Now, the downside is if you miss on this big swing, it's setting your organization back even further. And maybe that playoff drought lasts even another several years, which is possible. But everything they're doing now has to be the Jets can't middle it anymore, right? So when you say, like, I expect maybe a trade, hey, I wouldn't be surprised. They can't middle it. Mm-hmm. Like, if they can make a deal for Davante Adams, they have to do it. If they can make a deal for Amari Cooper, they have to do it. There's no, well, let's see what we do. It's either they're all in or they're not. The problem with being all in sometimes is when you lose, you bust out.
Yeah, it kind of gives off that feeling of, like, any hand that is, like, arguably good, it's, like, all in. I have to kind of deal, and that's sort of where they're at. Sal, last thing here before we let you get ready for practice. I asked Paul this morning. I got to ask you, of course. I know you were down at Fatty last night as well for an event. The Yankees get a good win over the Royals. Stanton with a beautiful home run in the eighth to get that win. How are we feeling?
Yeah, I prefer to call it majestic is how I look at the home run. Listen, I have made no bones about it over the years that I just think that Giancarlo Stanton never gets a big hit in a big spot. And he always just has his home runs come when they're up like 9-2 or down 9-2. Well, guess what? I'm not going to think that anymore. I'm not going to say that. He has been really good, actually, in the playoffs. He's actually hit a lot of home runs in the playoffs for them, although it's not translated into a world championship. I get it. Last night was the biggest of the biggest hits he's had. Like, that's got to be his biggest hit in a Yankees uniform up to this point. And it's picking up the slack for Aaron Judge because he's done nothing. And we all know he's great. At some point, he's going to do something, and hopefully that's tonight. I'm feeling great. Obviously, I didn't want to go to tonight with possibly being the last game for the Yankees and being on the brink like the Phillies last night with the Mets. Like, that's just a tough situation. Today with the Guardians, and the Guardians lose tonight, their season's over. And it's crazy after thinking about the season they had. So look, Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight, you got to get him. If you don't get him tonight, I do not like going back home to Yankee Stadium for an all or nothing game five.
You know, Sal, maybe you got through to Stanton finally because he also stole a base.
And he did steal a base.
When's the last time he stole a base?
You know what?
Has he ever done it?
Had to have been in Miami.
Yeah. Well, he might have done it in New York, but I mean, he just can't run anymore. But they were giving it to him, and he was smart. I mean, I give him credit. Hey, I'll eat it. It has been pretty true, though. Most of his Yankees career, he just has to not get hits in big situations. Did you guys see the stat, though, on him in the postseason? It's pretty wild. He actually has, in Major League history, he has, like, the second-best at-bat-to-home-run ratio in postseason play next to and only under Babe Ruth.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I did not see that.
That's impressive. Yeah.
Good for him. That's awesome. I mean, like, because like Sal, you were even bringing up too, like, you kind of had this feeling about him that just never really got a big hit in a big game. And then here he is. He's like, actually, I kind of do. And then last night as well. I mean, just lifts him over the Royals. That ballpark was popping last night. And that was a huge win. They're getting going at 8 o'clock tonight. Guardians and Tigers just after 6.
Now, Sal, I got it. Here's what I got to do, though. I'm going to be super honest. We're going to the Sabres game tonight, right? I got my family going, taking my son to the Sabres game tonight. That starts at 7. Yankees start at what time? 8 tonight?
Yep.
Did you say?
Yep.
Okay, so that's not bad, but I just have to be honest. I'm going to be watching the Yankees game on my phone during some of the Sabres games. So hopefully the Sabres keep it entertaining enough where I'm not super dialed in. I'm watching more of the hockey game, but I'll definitely have it close by on the phone so I can check it out.
Love to hear it. Sal, enjoy the game tonight and enjoy practice. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. But I've never had to do that, but like I am the kind of person that will like watch a game when I'm at something else. Funny story, which my family still loves to make fun of me about. I did watch a Thursday night football game at a Disney wedding. It was my cousin's wedding. It was me.
That's very.
It was me and her brother watching a Carolina Panthers. Darnold was starting at the time. We were watching. I can't remember who the Panthers were playing, but we were watching Thursday night football. He was sitting next to me, and we just had my phone there. And the game was just going off, and like as like people were doing speeches, like there is video evidence of like we're just like looking down at the game while also trying to be respectful.
A Panthers football game, really?
It was early enough in the season that every game was fun.
Who was the quarterback?
It was Darnold. I know it was. Oh.
See, if it was Cam Newton, I'd give you a pass.
Oh, is it Baker?
Ooh. If it's Baker, I also give you a pass.
It was one of the. It was one of those two where I was like, I was excited to see them. Still early on.
Wait,
there.
So this was recent then?
Oh, it was very recent. Yeah.
Okay, so that probably was Darnold because that was the. Remember the start to the season Darnold had a couple years ago, where he just came in and torched the league for 3 weeks and then disappeared, which I hope doesn't happen again for my fantasy football team's sake. Also, real quick, Stanton, that was his first stolen base in 4 years.
Okay, so not Miami, but really close.
He has 42 stolen bases all time. That was his second stolen base in the postseason ever. The first one coming in 2018, first year with the Yankees.
That's so good. 803-0550, the number to call. Got to take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season.
This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.